get up out of bed. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning, Central Queensland. It's Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ live on your Monday morning. Sorry if I'm giggling. Normally when I read the weather, I hold a piece of paper in my hand that I've done some scribbles on, some doodles. And today I've decided, you know what, Tim? You've got a clip and a mount where you can put this every day. And I had a mild panic attack.
3 seconds before the weather starts, Tim goes, Where's my weather?
And I just thought, I found it. Lucky. And it just, it's a bit different.
Wow.
So I'm getting
it's
used to it.
It's only Monday.
It's only Monday.
It's only Monday.
Mate, can I tell you? Can I tell you about, look, we get ready for this show. We're radio professionals, right?
Yeah.
You made a demand and made a proclamation.
All right, I was a bit of a diva this morning.
Saying, because there was a moth in the studio, not flying around, just on the roof.
Guys, it was huge.
It was probably the size of 3 fingers.
It was massive.
And it was just sitting in the roof, not hurting anyone. And you were like, Tim, I'm not doing the show if there's a moth in the building.
I flat out refused to do the show until you get rid of that moth.
So you left, and then I got rid of the moth. And then you were like, oh, did you take him outside? I'm like, no, because I touched him and he fell to pieces like dust because he's a moth. Because they can't, and we need to talk about this in more depth because I think people that have a fear of moths are stupid humans.
But also, it's completely valid. Back me up, Central Queensland.
Absolutely not, Jess. We have a tilter of a show this Monday morning. I'm going to try new describing words for the show instead of great show, fantastic show. Tilter is my word
for
Monday. Is that
because it's going to tip you over with how much we've got on?
Seesawing us left and right. Jess, very excited because you need to be listening out every day now, especially between 5 and 9, because you need to be ogre heard.
That's right.
Shrek the Musical's coming.
Listening out for the ogre's voice.
Yep.
Don't get fooled by donkey.
Don't
we want
let donkey
ogre.
Trick you.
And when you hear ogre's voice, give us a call 13 12 16 and you could be getting yourself some tickets to the sold out Shrek the Musical.
That's right. We'll tell you a little bit more about that later on in the show. Also, we are finalizing our list of top 10 names for the Hit CQ, baby. That's very exciting. Yeah.
You can go check them out at Facebook and Instagram as well.
But Jess, right now I want to focus on a hero on the other side of this song. He's a tortoise and he saved his species.
Oh.
Right. Tell you about him next. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Jess, it's not often we highlight heroes here at the radio station.
Usually if we highlight a healer, you declare yourself as the hero.
You said it, buddy. But I want to focus on a hero from the Galapagos Island Zoo.
Sorry, what was that again?
The Galapagos. Galapagos? What is it, mate?
I don't know. I just wanted to hear you say it again in case it was wrong.
I want to talk about Diego. He is an Española tortoise or a Spanish tortoise.
Sure.
And in 1959, this bloke was one of three. This tortoise bloke was one of three left of his entire species, right?
Wow. A lot of pressure.
There was him, another male, and a female.
A tortoise is the one that lives for like 300 years?
Diego is 100, as they say in Espanol.
Still a baby.
Still just a child. And look, Diego's been a busy boy. Not only as he, I'm assuming, enjoyed his last few decades and centuries being one of, like, because once you're rare, like, you're top of the list, man. Like, you're getting taken care of. You're getting, like, the best food, freshest food. Everyone in the zoo's taking care of you, right?
Right.
Old mate, he's gone from 3 total population to just him spawning 800 new Spanish tortoises.
800? How many turtles do they, like, lay with the eggs?
A few.
Yeah?
Like it'd be like in the 30s
or 40s.
He's
got a few
time.
Baby mamas. It's not 800.
Well, no. Unfortunately, it gets to a point where there is a bit of incestuous.
Oh.
But that's a lot of animals do that because they don't really have another choice.
Right.
So, but Diego, my man, 800 kids. We've got a friend that's pretty similar.
He's got 5.
Yeah, he didn't have to save his species, but he's working hard. Don't you think it's incredible? Like, all jokes aside, he's been getting lucky. But to go from 3 of a species of this type of tortoise to just him making 800, then them going out and, like, it has flourished is the word I'm looking for.
Is he, like, walking around the zoo just all smug?
Oh, mate.
Like an absolute pimp?
I like to imagine he's like a Greek god. He's on a chair that's being carried around. He's got grapes. He's got a halo now. On you, Diego. Posquera dos dos. Why can't we have both? We can have both. We can have 800.
Both of what?
Extinction. We don't have extinction. Tim and Jess.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Thunderberg's not that far away from here.
No, only a few hours or so.
A few hours down south, and a bloke in Bundy attempted to rob a service station over the weekend.
And look, this is a serious matter, but it's funny as well. Because, look, full credit to the service station attendee and the employee for keeping their absolute cool and doing the right thing.
Oh, I absolutely wouldn't have the way that
this,
he did.
This was... I did think of how you would react during the situation because it wasn't, it was an attempted robbery.
Mm-hmm.
So someone, as you know, at most service stations, once it gets to a point in time and night, they lock the door. And then if you come in, they will either open up a little window and you can pay through there, or they'll just be like, hey, come in if you want to get like some drinks. But I've been to one where they've opened up the little window and I've said, oh, I want to get some food. And they were like, oh, what do you want? I'll go get it.
Wow.
I was like, do I look that untrustworthy?
I mean, look at your beard, mate.
No, so don't stereotype beards as bad people. But this person tried to break in to the service station. He went to the automatic doors, and when they didn't open, he was holding a Nike bag with his face covered and a knife in the other hand. And he's gone to the automatic door and he's kind of gone, well, this isn't working. He's knocked on the door with the knife.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That's not going to get you entry, mate.
Let me in, please.
You can check out the full video for yourself at Facebook and our Instagram, hashtag HitCQ. It is...
incredible.
Unbelievable.
So the attendant presses the I'm getting robbed button, and then services come. I think the guy got away. I'm not too sure exactly if he got caught or not, but the audacity.
And the thing that gets me as well, Tim, is it was only 8:30.
Like, it wasn't super late.
8:30 p.m.
Mate, criminals have got to get to a bed time at a reasonable time as well. So you leave him alone. He was at least trying to get it out of the way for the night. But I just think, like, the gall to be like, excuse me, can you let me? You know, I would like to take your money, sir. Knock, knock. So if you're out there, don't rob, first and foremost. And Jess also, I would love to see you in that situation. You'd let him in.
I probably wouldn't.
You try to press, like, the police button and you press open.
No, I wouldn't have seen the knife because I'm not observant like that. I would have been like, oh, he wants to come in and buy something. In you come, sir.
That's a funny looking wallet.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
You and I have both had housemates in the last few years.
Be careful how you speak about your housemates because you used to be my girlfriend.
Yeah.
So let's just keep that on the positive side. But hey, if you want to be open and honest, she's definitely not listening to the show, asterisk.
Jess and I, your girlfriend, never had any issues living together. We were actually quite good housemates. But you and I have a mutual friend who is at the moment at war with his housemate.
Yeah, look, it's a brave war. Essentially, from what we understand, is this person's housemate, they have a partner and they invite them around. And when it gets to sock on the door time, not only do they put a sock on the door, they barricade the front door so he can open the door with his key, but he can't push the door open because there's boxes, cabinets.
Which is next level, isn't it?
If that was me, if I was the person and then my housemate was locking me out of my house, I'd be like, you are getting evicted right now.
And there's nothing you can really do in that situation. Like, how...
break a window.
Yeah.
I'm sure the landlord would understand.
Just leave. Just leave the house.
I would be fuming. I've lived with... oh, mate. I'm going to say upwards of 9 different housemates in my whole life.
Right.
And when I was living with 3 others, a couple and another person, often house decisions, because it was always going to be 50% one way, because the couple was always like, all right, here's what we think we should do. So then if the other person didn't agree with me, then I was bugging.
Right.
And so we were always at a standstill because me and the other housemate were just like, well, we'll just always side together. And it was just nothing would get done. And we were just at loggerheads and our war would never continue on.
See, I had a mate once who had ended up kicking out one of her housemates because she used her razor.
Not cool.
In her bathroom.
Not
and
cool.
I was like, how did you know that your razor was used? And she was like, because there were red hairs in my razor and I am blonde.
And Ronald McDonald did not come over for a night visit. But look, this probably doesn't paint me in the greatest light, but hey, I'm fine with that.
Oh, here we go.
An old housemate of mine, his name was Tim as well. I never really liked the guy, me and my other housemates. Never really liked him, and he was just doing...
hopefully
small...
he's not listening,
No. He was just doing small things here and there. And the thing that tipped me over the edge was to kick him out of the house, which we did,
right,
was Sunday nights. We used to have Sunday family dinners, and he came home late. We ate at 9:30.
Whoa.
Corn fritters. Corn fritters! And after dinner, I was like, mate, you got to go. This is not working. So 13, 12, 16, housemate wars.
Yep. We want to hear about you.
We want to hear your housemate war stories. If you're a successful fighter, or even if you've had a housemate shoo you out of your home, housemate wars.
Maybe your housemate made you corn fritters. How dare they?
If you want to break up with someone, make them corn fritters. 13, 12, 16. What is your housemate war?
Talking housemate wars. Yeah. When have you been at war with the people you're living with?
That's right. And because a friend of ours, him and his housemate, they're at loggerheads because she keeps not just locking the door. Well, he's got a key to his own house, so that's fantastic. But barricading him in.
Yep.
With boxes so that he can't get inside his own house because she's got her partner over and she doesn't want him to walk in times.
It's disrespectful.
Mate, if that was happening to me, I know I live by myself and I'm pathetic, but if that was happening to me, I would literally break the window and then the landlord would be like, hey, Tim, why'd you break a window? I'd explain the situation. They'd be like, here's $5,000 compensation because it is that bad. And it's like I said before, I kicked out my old housemate because he made corn fritters at 9 p.m. for family dinner.
Yeah.
Too late, and how dare you make corn fritters?
What a joke.
I'm not a dog eating leftovers. I'm a real boy. But Jess, we got Sarah from Gladstone on 13, 12, 16. Sarah, can you please tell us about your housemate wars?
Well, it wasn't mine. It was my partner's before I moved in.
Okay.
He had rolled his ankle really, really bad at work, and he couldn't actually walk. And a friend of ours who lived down the road made him a whole heap of meals so he would just heat it up and eat it.
Fantastic.
And the housemate ate everything.
Goodbye. See ya.
Tim's walking out of the studio. That is unbelievable. What was his excuse?
It was a girl, and her excuse was, I didn't know. But my partner had his ankle was all strapped up and he was hobbling around.
I didn't know that it wasn't my food. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
That is unbelievable.
Sarah, we've asked for you to provide us a housemate war story. This isn't war. This is like technically, like this is invasion. This is an invasion of a terrible human being.
And the same girl, she actually wanted a TV in our room because there wasn't a TV in it.
Sure.
And we said, yeah, no worries. Like, just get the aerial all set up and we'll put a TV in it. She got an electrician to come around and did a dodgy job. And, we had to rewire them all out.
Yeah, nah.
Kick her out.
Kick her out.
No joke.
Spike her water. Oh. Do something. Yeah.
Make her corn fritters.
Yeah, make her corn fritters.
We had someone wrench room. That's it. That put a stop to it.
That's the one. That's the stake in the heart. Thanks for your call, Sarah.
No worries. Thanks.
See you, buddy.
We do not condone you poisoning your housemates.
Do not.
Just FYI.
No. Just send an email to your landlord. Say they haven't been paying their rent.
Yeah.
They'll be out.
Kick him on the street.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
You know that I'm a big fan of the Kardashians usually, and you never let me talk about them on this show.
There is a show ban on the Kardashians.
But I'm very angry with Khloe Kardashian this weekend.
I'll allow it. Play on.
It's because she posted a link to an article that she wrote called My Top 5 Tips to Look Thin AF in Photos.
Are we focusing on that? You used to be a journalist, so you're about to like grammar the shit out of this? Like,
no,
what's going on?
No, it's not the way she's written it. It's the content that I'm concerned about.
Okay, I already know where you're going because I already am upset with the headline.
There are a lot of girls and women that look up to the Kardashians, and saying something like this article is putting out a statement that I think is a bit dangerous.
So it's saying this is, if you want to look thin, here's 5 ways to do it in photos.
Yeah, and it's just very body shamey.
I think if she led with ways to feel thin or to feel healthy.
Feel good. Photos, maybe, but to look thin AF doesn't appeal to me. So her first one, hide behind your squad.
Ooh.
The first tip that she gives is literally halve yourself by strategically getting close to your BFFs.
Mate, she's on my, this is my mind link.
I am fuming over here.
Mate, this is exactly how I get in photos.
Really?
Mate, I'm at the back.
You stand behind.
It helps that I'm a little bit tall. But also, it's like, ha-ha,
see, I want to be the center of attention all the time. I'm front and center every photo.
I'm shocked. Number two.
Have your photographer shoot from above. The only flattering angle is shooting from above.
Bring the cherry picker and just photo down. Number three.
Stick out your chin. Just say no to double chin vibes.
Like a tortoise.
Like, honey, not use your arms and shoulders, hands on hips. Bonus points if you angle sideways and use your camera facing arm.
This sounds like a Wiggle song that got turned down in the pitch meeting.
The final one is the one that annoys me the most, Tim.
Here we go.
Wear black and vertical stripes. Avoid any horizontal stripes as they add instant bulk.
Yeah.
You can't tell me what to wear, Khloe Kardashian. And how dare you try and intimidate
Can you not point your pen
women?
At me while you're saying these?
By putting out a crap list like this. I unfollowed her on Instagram.
No, you did not.
I did.
You did?
I unfollowed her on Instagram because I'm so outraged
by
this.
Wow, Jess, that is, honestly, look, if you could just fill some time while I get my buttons ready. What a day. I didn't know today we were going to have such a special moment on the radio program.
I'm so filthy at her, and it's going to take a lot. But I'll probably re-at her when she has a baby.
I was going to say, that's not too far away. But we're still celebrating great times here. Jess has unfollowed a celebrity
on
Instagram.
Don't listen to that garbage.
Don't listen. Absolutely. Follow yourself. Follow your heart.
Take photos however you want. You look amazing.
That's right. And just like Vance Joy says, we're going home. Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Has nothing to do with it.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, with the royal wedding just a mere months away,
yeah.
It is going to be May, I believe. May 12, maybe?
That's my mum's birthday.
Oh, really?
Happy birthday,
Mum. I completely made up that date. I'm not sure if it is. No, it's definitely May.
Sure.
So all the wedding plans have started getting underway. Meghan Markle's had her hen's night. I'm sure the Bucks party is very soon.
Do you know what? So they're obviously preparing for a wedding.
Yeah.
But they're also preparing Meghan Markle to be a royal.
Yeah. So she's being baptised very soon into the Church of England.
Okay. That's probably smart.
And also there's other procedures that no one even knows about that the royals get prepared
no,
for.
Because obviously Meghan Markle was already a celebrity. She was from Suits, the television show, and many other things.
Great show.
And now they're training her, like kind of like you go to university to become an actor. She's gone to Royal University to know how to handle being kidnapped.
I mean,
I normally have a royal ban on the show. I don't like talking about the royals or the Kardashians.
Yep.
And I don't like putting them in the same line. I'm very angry with myself on that. But this is amazing that she's getting kidnapped terrorist training.
Yeah, well, because if you think about it, it's kind of important.
Makes
especially
sense.
In 2018.
So I'm pretty sure all the information she was given, she's been training, like doing classes and learning about it. And they said at some point from this date to this date, the SAS, which is the Royal Services Special Military Unit, they will kidnap you without your knowledge, safely, of course, as a test, and to see how you react in that circumstance.
I wonder if she gets like a tap out, like she's like, hey guys, I've decided I've changed my mind. I'm not okay with this anymore.
Chicken Parmigiana, that's my safe word, chicken Parmigiana. But I even think they shouldn't have told her. They shouldn't have told her that she was getting kidnapped.
Right.
Just scare her.
Just see what kind of skill she's got.
Exactly, because then she's going to be like, oh, I'm not going to give you any information. But I find it very interesting, and I think she passed, from what I understand.
I wonder
good on you,
if the other royals got the exact same training. Like, do you reckon the Queen's been through that?
No, she carries a gun, so she doesn't care.
You can check out more of what's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
One of the cornerstones of this radio show is that I'm very, very single.
Sure.
It's something we've agreed upon, that I will remain single for our entire career.
Yeah, and... I believe the show rule is if you get a boyfriend, then I have to break up with my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And I love my girlfriend. I don't want to do that.
I love your girlfriend.
So I appreciate that you're taking one for the team.
Anytime, buddy. But it's one of those things that I've been single for quite a while now.
Almost two years.
Yeah. And I have found myself kind of in this position where sometimes I make up having a boyfriend to get out of things.
Yeah.
So... I mean, it's very un-2018.
You're not sounding very cool right now.
No.
It's more on the pathetic side of the seesaw.
No, and it's very, it's from a very 1950s kind of style era where I will get, and this happened to me over the weekend, I got a telemarketer calling.
Sure.
Right? Offering me all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And the way I got them off the phone was by saying, I'm so sorry. I don't actually handle the finances. My boyfriend handles that side of things. So I'll have to get you to call back when he's home.
First of all, sexist on yourself. How dare you?
I know. And I'm disappointed in myself for doing it.
Jess, can we have a real moment right now?
Yeah.
You definitely told me this story about an hour ago and you said husband. So why are you backtracking and changing it to boyfriend?
Because you made fun of me so much when I said husband.
I'll check with my husband. See, you overstretched. You should have just said boyfriend or fiance.
Well, generally, if it's over the phone, I'll say husband.
Okay.
If it's face-to-face, I'll say boyfriend.
Why?
You know, because I'm not wearing a wedding ring.
Ah, true.
So it's a dead giveaway that I'm lying. So yes. I'm like, oh, sorry, my boyfriend doesn't let me donate to these sorts of things.
My boyfriend said I can't save the dolphins.
I mean, whenever I make up a boyfriend or a husband, he's very controlling.
Look, to be honest, I have never in my life pretended to have a partner to
you
get out of...
You never had to. You're a white male.
No, I've... Oh, righto. How dare I? But, like, I've been single for most of my life. It's only the last year and a bit that I've been in a relationship properly.
Yeah.
And I've had situations come up to me where it's like, I could really palm this off. My go-to is sometimes my last name can be tricky to pronounce and people call up and be like, hello, is this Mr. Blotch? And I'll be like, no, and hang up because technically it isn't.
But it's a great out. And I feel like a lot of us have done this at some point or another.
Okay.
Made up a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Sure.
To get out of something. And it can be as simple as, oh, sorry, I've got a boyfriend. Or, sorry, my husband doesn't allow me to do these sorts of things.
Why are you positioning your fake relationship as an abusive one? It's your scenario.
He's super controlling.
Make it really positive. You could be like, oh, actually, my husband's actually a dolphin, so that's why we're donating. Because he is a dolphin, and I've donated my time to him.
13, 12, 16, though. Back me up here. Ladies, gentlemen across central Queensland, have you ever made up a partner to get out of something?
It's the most pathetic part of the radio
program.
But
it happens. It happens, Tim.
Please, really?
Please don't make me feel bad.
It's not that hard. 13, 12, 16. Have you ever pretended to have a partner because you're pathetic?
Tim, we're talking about times you've pretended to have a partner to get out of something. Because I do this way too much where I'll just casually drop, oh, yeah, no. Yeah. Me and my boyfriend or my husband won't let me do this. Like, usually, whoever he
Again,
is, he's very controlling.
He's a very oppressive imaginary boyfriend. And
but it fits because, you know, I'm a wog and generally they are.
I don't know if you can say that, Jessica. Look, I just think, look, I didn't realize it was pathetic o'clock so often in your life.
Okay.
So, look, you've been asking the question on 13, 12, 16. Have you ever pretended to have a partner to get out of something? And turns out we've got a lot of pathetos here in central Queensland. Matt from Rocky on 13, 12, 16. Mate, have you ever pretended to have a partner to get out of something?
I have, and it wasn't that long ago either.
Okay, mate. What's the go?
Well, I was up at the Lifeline, and this girl came up to me, and she's really, like, full on and wanted to go out with me, and I sort of said, oh, no, and she wouldn't leave me alone. And I'm trying to think of all the things to get out of it, and then I have to say, oh, I've got a girlfriend, and it just shut the whole thing straight down.
Oh, well, it's good of her to let you leave you alone.
But I felt real bad, and every time I see her, she's like, oh, here's your girlfriend. And I'm like, oh, no.
See, this is the thing, Maddie.
Great.
This is what I'm talking about, mate. Now you're committed to this relationship, and then because you could, even if you go, oh, no, we broke up, then she's going to be like, let me console you. Let me take care of you.
That's right.
You've worked yourself too deep.
I know, and then every time I see you, she goes, I'm still waiting for you too.
Oh, Lord, Matt, you need to run. Move towns.
And then...
No, I stopped going to that shop now. I don't go to that shop
Matt,
on certain days.
Two words, restraining order.
Thanks
for your call, champ.
No worries, thank you. Bye.
And we've also got Andrea from Dicer on 13, 12, 16. Andrea, quickly, have you ever pretended to have a partner to get out of something?
Mine's actually the opposite. No one would believe me that I had a partner.
What?
So you've tried to use this method and they called you out on it?
Well, it was legit. I actually did have a husband and no one would believe that he was real because he was so shy that he was a bit antisocial at the start and didn't come to anything, and so no one would believe me.
How did you convince people he existed?
What?
It took me going to hospital and my husband turning up for them to believe me.
Wow. Jeez. Even then they're like, how much did you pay this guy?
Is he from the local acting school? Hello, Fabio. Andrea, look, I feel sorry for you, mate. That you need to surround yourself with some more open people because clearly they're closing you off.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for your call, bud.
Right.
Tim, we've also had a message come through on Facebook. Just search Kids Central Queensland.
We've got some online pathetic people too. Multiple platforms.
Ben said that he told his grandma he was seeing someone to stop her from setting him up with people. That's a good one. Ben, I'm going to try that.
Write that down.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by Hollywood entertainment reporter Dean McCarthy. And Dean, Black Panther has broken a massive record in the box office.
Oh my goodness. You know, it has become one of the most successful movie launches in our memory. Black Panther has now broken $1 billion at the box office. Now, to give you some perspective, this is in the realm of Star Wars. This takes it up to Titanic. Like, this is a huge film, and that sort of success is almost unheard of. There's only one or two films that would ever do that in an entire year. So congratulations, Black Panther. That is very, very, very good job. That's well done.
Dean, did you hear about the girl in America that broke her retainer by looking at the
Michael
Black
B.
Panther?
Jordan, when he took his shirt off.
Tell me what happened. Tell me what happened, because I've heard half the story, but I haven't heard the full story.
So a young girl clenched her jaw so much at the thirst of Michael B. Jordan that her retainer broke and he offered to pay to fix it.
Well, he broke my heart when he went shirtless, so I'd like him to pay for my heart to be fixed, please.
Exactly. Like, I completely understand. I mean, I nearly broke my jaw.
I get it.
All right, guys. He's a human being and an actor as well, so let's focus on that. But the success is fantastic, Dean.
Yeah. He's wonderful. He's wonderful.
Thanks so much, Dean. We'll chat to you tomorrow, buddy.
Talk tomorrow. Bye, guys.
See you, Dino.
If you're yet to see Black Panther, go and check out the actors at hit.com.au.
It is a great film, Jess.
It's a great film.
You and I went and saw, I saw it for the second time. I liked it that much.
Yeah, it was actually really good. I'm not usually into superhero movies.
There's a lot, so I agree that it's hard to take. But this one's probably one of my... After Batman, Dark Knight, this is going up there. So
you can also check out everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
The hunt to get Keith Urban as a guest on the show. What day are we up to?
We're up to day 32.
It's been a month.
Once it hits April, I will get the ball rolling again.
Sure.
We've still got another month to go.
Yes. Jess, now Gladstone at the Gladstone Entertainment and Convention Centre. They got one of the hottest tickets in town this weekend because Shrek the Musical, which is casted by some of the greatest kids in Gladstone High Schools, are doing the stage show of Shrek the Musical, and it is going to be bananas.
Yeah, we're super excited. We're going to have Shrek and Donkey in the building this week at some point.
We've got to get them in at some point to chat to them about the show, but we are giving away tickets to the sold-out show this weekend, which is Shrek the Musical, and you need to be listening because we are playing Ogre Hood. So before the end of the show, you're going to hear Shrek giving you a bit of a, hey, call right now. If you call through, the first one through gets to go with a double pass to see Shrek the Musical.
And all week we're going to be giving away double passes, Tim. Until Friday, we're going to put our five winners of those double passes
special
in the draw. Ooh. And one of those winners will also get a VIP pack.
Night on the town.
It includes dinner and a night's accommodation.
Yeah, that's right. So if you are listening right now, you want to be listening out for Shrek. That's going to happen in the next 35 minutes, so that's exciting. But you don't want to hear from the very deceptive, very tricky Donkey. You don't want to hear this, because if you hear this, don't call us.
Hey, it's Donkey here from Shrek the Musical. Don't call now. It's just a test. Man, I hate tests, but I love boulders. This is Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
See, he's a little tricky donkey.
Cheeky donkey. Cheeky always donkey. Always trying to trick everyone.
So you want to be hearing out for Shrek, and we don't want to play it right now because people are going to call, and we don't want that right now. So make sure you're listening out for the ogre himself in Ogre Herd for your chance to win your way to Shrek the Musical at the Gladstone Entertainment and Conventions.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
You were talking earlier about some dreams you had this weekend.
Oh, don't.
I'm not going to bring up your dreams. I also had a nightmare on Saturday night.
Right.
This might not be a nightmare to all people, but for me, literally, and I messaged my girlfriend. She said, why are you upset? And I was like, this is literally my worst nightmare. So in my dream, I was back in year 12 doing my exam for Japanese.
Right.
And all
I didn't know you took Japanese.
I didn't.
Oh.
And all the questions were in Japanese, like calligraphy.
You're like, I haven't watched enough anime for this.
And I was like, oh no, it's happening again. So, because Japanese was my bung language in high school. So
right.
It just brought, like, even talking about it now, my chest is tightening up because I have never been in more of an uncomfortable situation. And they're going, just answer the questions, mate. Use the kanji, which is a type of, like, writing. The kanji.
All right, this is getting offensive.
No, it's not. So is my dream.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT. Trending now at hit.com.au.
Biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, I don't know if you're going to love or hate this story.
Sure.
But a woman has quit her job that was earning her $105K a year.
All right. Money's not everything, so continue.
To become a dog psychologist.
Anyway, this is the part of the show where everyone gets disappointed in you. Including your parents. They're on the phone right now. Loretta, no, Chris.
She was making a lot of money, but she decided, you know what, I'm going to take a sabbatical from my job.
Sure.
Because she discovered she had an amazing connection with dogs.
So do I, but I don't get paid for
so
it.
So she took a dog psychology course. Yes, that exists.
That exists at the University of Dickheadery.
At the Canine Behaviour Centre. Now she treats dogs for anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And psychological issues, because apparently a lot of owners don't even realise that they're causing their dogs anxiety sometimes.
Well, no, we have a dog walker for our dog.
Mm-hmm.
We used to when the dog was living with my girlfriend because she worked full-time and had two full-time jobs. So sometimes it was hard for her to walk it.
Yeah.
And we had a dog walker and she said, oh, I think your dog might have anxiety. And I said, thank you for your service. We will no longer be reaching out to you. I will speak to a proper doctor, aka a vet, about my dog if it has any problems.
Oh, well, why don't you get in touch with Nikki Brown? She's a dog psychologist.
Look at that. I don't have a phone. actually, and my hands don't work, so I can't write her a letter because I don't care because it's a non-existent job.
You can check out the full story for yourself, as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on HIT.
Yes, I would like to talk again about trends because you know me, Trendy Tim.
and that's the nickname you've given yourself.
That's me, lower back tattoo. And I would like to talk about a trend that is great for, I think, for men, because I believe this could stop an issue that they're having. And I think, too, it is another level, another layer of the commitment cake that we are serving here on the show this morning.
Right, yep.
And it is a wedding ring trend. Wedding ring piercings. I've sent you an image. I've just posted it on our Instagram piercings page as well, if you could have a look at it.
Oh, no. So no,
it
no,
is
no, no,
a
no.
wedding ring, and then part of it goes through the skin like a piercing would.
That looks awful.
On your ring finger. Look, the first thing I thought of was infection is key.
Yeah.
But You got to imagine this, Pantu. So what's happening is men are losing their wedding rings all the time.
Right.
Whether they're cleaning dishes, using a shovel.
I feel like...
Matter of fact, I got it right now. But it's in the skin. You're not going to lose that bad boy unless someone rips it off.
I feel like that you've hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah.
Rip it off. I feel like this is the kind of piece of jewelry that you can't use.
Look,
that hand.
You wouldn't be able to play social sports. Social netball's out of the question. You got to tape your whole finger. Because imagine that. You could de-skin your finger.
No.
Like pulling off a wrapper for a Kit Kat.
Stop doing that motion. Oh, my God.
You can check out the image on our Instagram page. Search for Hit CQ. I think, look, obviously, it's next level commitment. You got to admit.
I mean, just get a tattoo. That's lot less painful than this, right?
A bit permanent, in my opinion. But yeah.
No, let me jab some jewelry through your skin. That's a lot less permanent.
Now you're getting it.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
Something big happening in the next few weeks, months, is that two opposites, leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, and the leader of the United States and the free world, Donald Trump, the president, are going to have a meeting, and they have agreed to meet somewhere outside of each country for obvious reasons.
Yeah, look, and this isn't unusual practice. A lot of presidents in the past have and prime ministers have met in a neutral location.
Yes.
They are looking at Switzerland and Sweden as both options.
I think Switzerland would be perfect because Switzerland's the most neutral country on the planet.
Yeah, and you want it to be a safe meeting because Donald Trump has already said... Ooh. That who knows what's going to happen. This is a direct quote.
That is not good.
I may leave fast or we may sit down and make the greatest deal for the world.
I think it is very important. North Korea has come out even just today saying that they're going to stop nuclear tests. They're hoping that the United States, Donald Trump, has committed to stopping nuclear tests. And I think in the age that we live in, press of a button could bring us all down.
Yeah.
Which is a bit scary. So hopefully, but
And we don't know what North Korea's got. They could be all talk.
We don't know what America's got. Like, yeah. We don't know who anyone... And the thing is, no matter what happens in these discussions, I think relations will strengthen. But I also think they're both just going to go there, save a bit of face, but they're not going to change anything.
Yeah, but see, this is the concerning thing, because Donald Trump's a bit of a loose cannon, as is Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
They're both very similar in that they are massive egos. So... Yeah. If one of them sets off, it's going to set the other one off, and we could see absolute disaster.
Well, okay, let's not cause chaos and panic on the radio, please, Jessica. I just think it'll be interesting. I would love to be a fly on the wall in that room.
Oh, yeah. Do you reckon we'll see any footage of it, or will it just be like a handshake at the end that we get to be in on?
There'll definitely be a handshake moment, but of course these meetings are all behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And it is interesting, because I was saying if they can't go to Switzerland, if they can't go to Sweden, CQ. Let's bring them.
Bring them to CQ.
Let's bring them somewhere in the middle. Meet on the Bruce Highway. So we're not at Emerald, Rockhampton, or Gladstone. We meet maybe at Marmor at the petrol station.
Sure.
There.
Yeah.
They can
pick up some chicken twisties. Yep. Have a nice meeting.
Chico roll. You know, normal stuff. We'll invite you, Donald Trump and Kim Jong Un. Come, but don't bring anything else.
Yeah. No. Just
Please.
Yourselves.
Yes. Thank you very much.
We'll provide the Tim Tams.
Yes.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.